December 5, revealing Christ in the crisis. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Psalm 68:35. It is time we were endowed with power from on high. Satan and all his confederacy of evil are working with untiring vigilance to oppose good. Never was there a stronger combination formed to neutralize the lessons and teachings of Christ and to sow the seeds of infidelity in regard to the inspiration of the Scriptures. Satan is moving with his power from beneath to inspire men to form alliances and confederacies of evil against light and against the Word of God. Infidelity, papacy, and semi-papacy are coming in close and powerful companionship with professed Christianity. The low views of inspiration, the exalting of human ideas from men called wise, are placing human talent above the divine wisdom and forms, and science so-called above the power of vital godliness. These are the signs of the last days. Let everyone who believes in Jesus Christ use his talent of voice in exalting Jesus and presenting testimonies that will magnify, honor, and adore the Word of God. The gospel makes itself known in its power in the consistent, holy, pure lives of those who are believers, hearers, and doers of the Word. Do not give to the world the impression that Christ has proved to you without form and comeliness, and that there is no beauty in him that you should desire him. Reveal Christ as he is, the one altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000. Songs of Solomon 5, 16 and 10. Oh, how his glory is dimmed by his professed followers because they are earthly-minded, disobedient, unthankful, and unholy. How shamefully is the Lord Jesus kept in the background. How is his mercy, his forbearance, his long-suffering, and his matchless love veiled, and his honor beclouded by the perversity of his professed followers? Lift up Jesus, talk of his love, tell of his power, and let self be lost behind the glory of his person and the mighty power of the cross of Calvary.